Right, so I'm going to give an introduction now to the day, and then Peter will recommence his teaching at 10 o'clock. As you can see, the weather forecast said it's now cloudy and rainy. actually, on my app says it's actually raining now in Bungay, so maybe it is, but we seem to have a little window of opportunity here. So we'll have to sort of watch the developments, because... Oh, there we go. Our God isn't raining. Yeah, like, well, he's raining, but he's not raining. There were some activities we did in April that were outside that I brought inside, but maybe we can take them outside if the weather holds, and I'll mention those in a minute. What Joe did last night was sort of indicative of where we see ourselves and the way that we like to operate, in the fact that no one knew what Joe was going to do, even Joe. she was making it up as she went along, which was great. And the sense of, you know, you all sort of being in a disheveled state, all the chairs everywhere, and no sense of looking in one direction at the person at the front. And even the person at the front, Joe, was wandering around anyway. So, you know, you couldn't actually see where she was at any time. And the fact that everything just flowed so well. Which is very much sort of a first century model. So, and it happened naturally. So that's what we want to encourage today in particular. So it's a little bit of teaching. The teaching is from, or the theory of it is in my book, Hebraic Church, which some of you may have read. But just to summarize, the two aspects in the book that are sort of key to what we do today are the aspects, firstly, of time, of God working within time rather than space. Without going through all the theology, for us individually, it's the idea that God wants to sort of interact with us, and he wants to sort of connect with us at certain times in our lives. And we all have testimonies of when we became believers, other times where God maybe has done a healing with us or has spoken to us in a certain way. And what we want to do today is provide an environment where it is possible for you to hear God speaking to you individually by sort of offering activities and just ways of doing things that will be right just for you today. So there is no sort of ordering from the front. Apart from Peter's teaching sessions, the rest of the day is that you're free to roam around, and we will show you all the places where you can go, and you just do wherever the wind blows, wherever God takes you. And in that sense, we hope that you will have God moments today, and then if you feel able to share them afterwards, either tonight or tomorrow morning. So that's the first thing. And the other thing is the idea that of function and form, that God sees us in terms of our function rather than necessarily, you know, what you are, what your name is, and how the world sees you. The world basically sees us as like social security numbers or bank account numbers, or, you know, all these sort of very impersonal ways. That's how society sees us, but God sees us individually. And some of us, because of the church environments that we've grown up in, some of us have never actually found what our function is, or it's never been encouraged, because in a church there is a hierarchy, and you won't necessarily be on the preaching rota. Even if you may have the gift of preaching, no one's ever explored your gift because you haven't been to Bible school or you haven't been through the denominational system. So we want to sort of help you to discover any gifts you may have, and not just preaching, but, you know, crafts, writing, you know, praying, anything. You know, just today is a day about exploring by yourselves or with other people. You may find yourself on a path through today, and one other person keep meeting the same person, even though you may not have met them before. And it may be that God has brought you together for a purpose. So just be open to what will happen today. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to briefly sort of just show you all the things that are going to be there, right, and how to find them. Now, our friend Michael at the back there, he's he's an artist, and he's drawn these wonderful little signs. Without these signs, there's no way that you're going to find out where you're going today. You may have seen them everywhere. Quiet room this way. You probably think, what's this quiet room? There's about 20, and it's quite a long way to this quiet room. You have to go all the way back to the reception, and it's the other side of the reception. There's a door that you open. There's a kitchen on the left, and on the right is the quiet room. Now, the quiet room, it's good that it's out the way, because this is perhaps a private place where you can go to any time today if you want to be alone with the Lord, and if you feel burdened in any way, perhaps that you want to confess something, just between you and God. There's no priest there to take your confessional, but what we have a little goldfish bowl. So there's not a goldfish in there who's going to act as a priest, but it's actually a goldfish bowl full of water. And as you go in this room, you'll see that in front of you, and there are bits of paper and some pens. And if you feel burdened just to write down on that piece of paper something that you want God to deal with, and there's the prayer in 1 John 1:9 about confessing your sins, and write it down on a bit of paper, stick the paper in the water, and it will dissolve. If it doesn't, there's a little spoon there to push it in. Now, last time, one person left their sin, sort of confessed, but stuck to the side of the bowl, facing outwards. Luckily, they didn't sign their name by it. So that's what the spoon's there for. And you'll notice it dissolves very quickly. So you push it down to the bottom, and it'll dissolve in the water. And we had... there's some marvellous testimonies from April when people were using this, and so it does work, and it really, it's a good thing to do, is, you know, to confess in a sort of practical, sort of earthy way like that. Okay, so that's the quiet room. Quiet room. So basically, when you come out to the main corridor, I think you turn right rather than left, and just keep walking for about a mile, and then you'll get there. And also in the quiet room is you can take communion. We have all the elements for communion. We use unleavened bread, matzah. You've got wine or juice, and little cups that you can use. You know, you don't need a priest to do it for you. You can do it by yourself. I think some people last time just went in by themselves, or bring other people in, or do it as a group. Just feel free to do it, you know, use that room any time today. It'll be open all through the day. So the quiet room's open all the time. The other thing is in this little room here, which may go outside because it's looking nice out there, we have the Belsea Bridge pulpit. This was very, very successful last time. That was the Quinter pulpit. But this is the Belsea Bridge pulpit. The idea being that anyone that wants to preach anything, we'll get, I think we have 10 minutes maximum. Just stand at the pulpit and start talking and see if anyone sits around. There's armchairs opposite. You may get ignored. You'll feel what a preacher will feel when he's preaching and he just sees people falling asleep or talking or playing on their mobile phones, you know, which I do. So, you know, there's no sort of rota. If it's empty, if there's no way, just stand there and start talking. Testimonies are good. You can just give a testimony, bit of preaching, maybe no more than 5-10 minutes. There'll be someone monitoring you, probably me to start with my little bell. We have the heresy bell. Now, do I need to describe what a heresy bell is? I don't expect any heresy in this room, but it's a very broad term. I suppose what I'm saying is, don't start discussing your football team or politics or Brexit or anything that's maybe not biblical or not doesn't give glory to God in any way. So we want to keep, you know, on issue here. So if God prompts you that you want to say something, then use that facility. But if you hear the bell, you have to stop immediately. The bell may be not necessarily there's heresy. It may just be you talk for far too long, you know. so you will be judged. So that's just outside here, and we may take it outside if it's nice out there. The other thing is just further along in the room where the Barnabas Fund is, Bible reading. We're intending to have people reading scripture throughout the day, if possible, continuously. And we're going to start that at 11 o'clock. And I think we've got the De Silvers doing the first, Jose and Sarah will be sort of just standing there, making sure it flows. They'll pick a passage. There's a Bible there, I don't know if you've seen it. There's a sort of a pulpit there with a nice big Bible with big print, so easy to read. I'm not saying that you're blind, but I'm saying something. But you know, there's no excuse for people saying I can't read these words. They're very big, and then there's a sort of a little board if you want people to say I can do 5 minutes at 12 o'clock, and they can put their name to it, or they can just come up ad hoc whenever. Leave it to you how it works, and you just sort out, maybe as a result of what Peter speaks about, you can sort of decide what passages to read out. So the intention is that the place will be sort of soaked with scripture. And we did do this outside, which was very effective last time, and again, if the weather's nice, perhaps we'll move that outside as well, but if it's not, it'll be just where the Barnabas Fund is. So we've got the quiet room, we've got the pulpit, we've got Bible reading. Right. And still they come. Prayer walks. We're going to have two prayer walks. One starting at 11 o'clock with Ginny and Rosie. I don't know where you're going to walk to, but I sort of suggested you start, we go through that door there and then just walk out. they're going to go by the Spirit. So if you feel that inclined, and they were very successful in April, they're very popular, the two prayer walks. So 11 o'clock in the morning, which looks like the best bet weather-wise. And then we've got Chris and Lindy Hill. I can't even see them here somewhere. Where are they? Oh, yeah, they're back there. Who will be leading one. Have you found your still waters? No, there's a swimming pool, someone said. In one of the bathrooms, okay. Right. You might have to improvise then. So I think at 2 o'clock, or sometimes it's on your schedule, Chris and Lindy will be leading a prayer walk in the afternoon. So you've got a choice of two, or go on both. Do it indoors. Yeah, you can just walk around, you know, a little bit of exercise. Right. The other thing is, you might have noticed Jean Fletcher at the back, scribbling away, and she's doing that even as we speak. We have a timeline. This was fantastic at the last conference, and if you go and see what Jean's doing, at every moment of the day, people are free to write their impressions, anything that comes into their head, whether it's relevant to that moment or just something that they, maybe a poem or a scripture or just a drawing. And we want to create a timeline of the whole conference, and Jean is looking after it. So if you see her now, she's right at the back there. Anytime, anyone can take part. So if God gives you a word, then write it down on there, and then we'll have a record for future conferences. We'll be able to tell people what a wonderful group of people we had here at Belsey Bridge, and this is what they did, you know. So we're judging you again. So you know, you can. Yeah, I was here. Yeah, there you go. Just write your name. I was here. Right. Okay, so that would be at the back. Also, all through the day, Joe and Dave and Kyla will be maybe doing some gentle worship throughout the day in here with the piano or the guitars. So, again, you can sort of take part in that. Not sure if Joe's going to do this. I can't see it. Are you looking to recruit a choir this year, or is it not enough time really for a choir?
We can do. If we had a choir, how many people would come?
Any singers here? No one. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, we got three, four.
I should
do it. Yeah. And whatever you do, it'll be part of the celebration service tomorrow morning. The choir will be able to sing up front. So anyway, Jo will be in here for a lot of the time, so just seek her out.
Do you remember the time for that?
Any time during the day, unless you want to give a time.
Yeah.
What time would you like? Okay. Quiet. Right. Worship music. Quiet. All right. The yeshiva. All right. Now, the yeshiva was very popular last time. In fact, about half the people went off to it and argued for about an hour on the rapture. So, it'll be a little bit more ordered this time. Right. We have four volunteers to sort of just get the thing going. Again, the yeshiva room, you follow the sign that says yeshiva, and it will lead you. It's just around the side of the restaurant. It's just the side, the right-hand side of the restaurant, the yeshiva room. There's four or five tables there, and I say we have some, Peter will be there for, hopefully, and it will be continuing from what Peter's taught, perhaps joining on some scriptures that Peter's introduced, just with some books in there. There's some reference books. Just argue amongst yourselves and just get into the scripture and just have a good time, you know. And anything that comes out of that, there's a clip, there's one of these flip charts in there, so you can maybe summarize what's happened as a result of that yeshiva, and then that can feed back to Peter for later in the day. So maybe you'll discover some spiritual truth that no one's ever found before, you know, and then Peter will introduce it to the conference. So we're not asking for much here. So that's the yeshiva. Right, where are we going? Dance. Yes. 4:15. So choir at 4:15 here. Right, dance. Ah, yes, the dance. Again, it's whether you want to do it outside or not. But if you want to do it inside, there's a craft room which I'm about to introduce, which will also be for dance. It's a very big room. Monica's going to work along one of the walls, but there's a great big space for dance in there.
Can I just make clear, it's for men and women.
Men and women. It's not just silly dancing, this is serious stuff. And Ginny is the world expert at this, and Rosie. What? We should have seen her with 150 teenagers in August, I can't believe that. But that's another story. but yes, and she'll teach you a routine, again, that we'll introduce tomorrow morning as part of the worship, because I think we're going to do something with the new year coming up, with Rosh Hashanah coming up, a sort of a new beginnings type thing. So if you're into dance, men and women, particularly men, that will be, I can't remember, was it 11 o'clock? Oh, no, not in the morning, because they're doing the prayer walk at 11 o'clock, but in the afternoon, straight from 3 o'clock onwards, in that, whether it's in that room or outside, will depend on the weather. So that's this afternoon, that's dance. Finally, crafts. And because I get these sort of things wrong, I need someone else to explain what's going on in the crafts room. There's only one other person that could actually do this. And she's as far away as possible from me, and she's making a slow walk. It's about time you got introduced to my wife, Monica, anyway. So here, this is Monica.
I've set up tables so that if you would like to make some bookmarks, there are lots of verses that are already printed out and you can design your bookmark. I've brought stamps and ink pads and a laminator so you can go away from the conference and take home as many bookmarks as you'd like to keep for yourself or to give as gifts. If you'd like to use calligraphy pens, you can write out verses yourself. You can make even bigger things that, you know, you can laminate and put up on the wall at home. So there's that to do. There's some colouring in, there's some sketching and painting, there's some hand printing in Anglesey when we did the youth camp. The children love doing their hand prints. And then the the teenagers turned up and they said, oh, can we do that too? And I thought, yeah, it's a very therapeutic thing to do your handprint and think of a Bible verse and claim it for yourself and write it over your handprint. So we can do handprints, and or those that don't want to actually paint on their hands, you can do the outline of your hand and do something dynamic around it. So explore all those things there. So they're all set up around as you walk into the room for crafts and dance on your left-hand side. So if you want to watch the dancers and sketch them, I've got some pencils and paper and watercolours as well. You can even look out the window and look at the countryside and you know, see how the Lord leads you in that creative way.
And again, that's next door to the yeshiva. So again, that's also on the side of the restaurant, on the right-hand side. And that will start at 11 o'clock. Right, I think that's probably all I need to say. So are you ready now, Peter? Yeah. So we're going to hand over. Peter's now going to do his first session.